Hi, and welcome to another edition of Vision with me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby. And today I'm extremely pleased to be having a conversation with a young lady who has accomplished much, who is a positive young lady, Samara Morrill. Welcome to the program, Samara.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, some of you may remember a conversation I had previously with Samara over a year ago when she was heading off to the United States to have some surgery done to her feet. So, Samara, just remind us, for those who may not have heard you before, about yourself and what your specific challenge was and is.
Hi, everyone. My name is Samara Morrill. I'm a student at the University of the West Indies, Cape Hill. And at a very young age, I was diagnosed with Blount's disease, which is a problem where my bone will, you can see an actual curvature below the knee, and I had a very severe case. So from a young age, like 2 or 3, I've had multiple surgeries each year. I have casts, crutches, everything you could have think of, I had. So in, I think it was 2018, I was called by the World Health Organization to have a surgery and to try to correct damage that was done by Blount's disease. So the surgery was to take place in Missouri. So, I mean, at the time I was in third form, preparing for CSEs. So it was a little tough to figure out how am I still going to continue my studies and if it would have been the right choice for me to go at that time. But I ended up going, and I could say that it has paid off.
Okay, so what was that experience like, being in Missouri away from your siblings? Because I think your mom went with you. So what was that experience like?
For me personally, it was quite challenging. Because first of all, Missouri, I have never flown before, never traveled, never went on a cruise. The farthest I went was probably St. Lucie. So to be able to go all the way to a different country, a country I don't even know. And then the climate was a lot different too, because in Missouri it was snowing, just below zero. We had snowstorms and everything. So to be able to adapt to that climate was another challenge. And then third of all, I had surgery and I was been doing a lot of physical therapy and a lot of physical work and mental work too. And just my mom was there, so all my family was back home in Barbados, and we were on different time zones. So when I was able to call, it would have been like 4 o'clock in the morning in Barbados, or very, very late at night. So sometimes it was difficult to talk to my siblings, but we ended up pushing through.
Okay, so you mentioned that you had a lot of physiotherapy. How grueling was that for you?
For me, it was gruesome, but at the same time, I feel like it was my mental mindset that was hardest for me to do. Because pushing your body is one thing, but pushing your mind and telling your mind, I could do this, that's a totally different playing field.
Okay, and did you get support with the psychological aspect, working with your mind, that new mindset?
Yes, of course. Everyone was supportive, all the doctors, the physiotherapists, people from back home in Barbados. Everyone that I knew was supporting me and backing me, so I had a very positive environment.
Great, wonderful. And how were you able to continue your classes, your education, because you were at secondary school? How were you able to do that?
Well, the principal and the teachers at my former school, Harrison College, they were able to facilitate me for the summer between third form and fourth form. I would learn at school, so, well, everybody was at vacation. I just came back to school the next Monday and started learning the fourth form material all over again, because I knew that when it was in surgery, I would have been not be able to focus on the work for like 2 or 3 weeks, and it would have slowed down my development. But CX is still coming up, so I was able to learn as much as I could learn in the vacation, and then I was doing Zoom calls and Skype calls. So I was doing online school back then, although it wasn't like a formal, it wasn't the normally how it is now, but it was still as effective as how it is now back then. So I was able to continue my studies.
Okay, great. So upon your return, what and how did you re-enter school?
Upon my return, I came straight back to school the next semester, which was in the beginning of January, which is semester two. So I just, my classrooms were, some of them were adapted. So instead of traveling from class to class, I would just stay in my home base, my farm room, and the teachers will travel to me. So I didn't really have to move around a lot. And as I said, everybody had a positive, I had a positive environment. So it wasn't any shame or scorn in this experience.
Okay. So paint a picture for us of the before surgery and after the last surgery in the U.S.
So, before surgery, below my knee to my ankle was literally shaped like a C. I know that might sound extreme, and it would be an extreme image in your brain, but it was literally shaped like a C. I have bilateral blunts, which means I have bumps in both legs. So both legs were shaped like a C. So basically, my legs were shaped like a circle, I guess you could say. After surgery, my legs are perfectly straight. Have no challenges at all. Like, they look, well, quote unquote, normal. There's no deformity or anything.
Okay. And what about your feet, the actual foot with your toes?
Oh, no, there wasn't really affected at all. Before, I used to walk with my feet kind of like turning. Mm-hmm. I used to see kind of knotty. But due to physiotherapy, they were able to correct that. So now I walk like forward.
Okay, great. Wonderful. And we have to really salute the principal, staff and students at Harrison's College for the wonderful support that they would have given you throughout
your
school life there.
For
and
sure.
Of course, your parents and siblings. So share with us how your father and other siblings would have responded when you returned and they saw what your legs look like now.
When they came back to Barbados, I didn't tell my siblings because I wanted to surprise them. So I just popped up at the Christmas program that they were performing at. And everybody was like, "There's Samara? No, that can't be Samara. No, she's supposed to be in Missouri." So it was, there was the surprise element to it. And also at the same time, what they were seeing was still, it was different from what they were seeing on the Zoom call. So in the Zoom call, they would see me just relaxing. And they would hear, "Oh, I had a hard time at physiotherapy today." It's only when they came to Barbados now and they saw the hard time, they were like, "Oh, so this hurting really bad for real." But my siblings are still pretty young, but they're old enough to understand. So they understood what was going on, and they were very supportive too.
Okay, so tell us now about the aftercare. Are there any medication or, you know, structured exercise routines that you must continue to do?
No, there's nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. My feet are perfectly fine. I get no pain afterwards, no medication. It's completely corrected.
Wonderful. Praises for that. Okay, so Samara, after you returned to Barbados, tell us about how you ended off your school life at Harrison's and your next move.
After I came back from Missouri, I finished my studies from 19 to Fifth Farm. And then because of the pandemic, school was shut down. So we had to start online school, which for me, it was easy to adapt because they would have been doing online school already. So I would have known how to operate the platforms and everything, which I understand was a little challenging for some children to adapt to because it's very different than what we're accustomed to. But for me, it was basically just another day since I was doing it before. We did our CSC examinations and everything at school. As I said, the school was equipped with what we needed. They had sanitizers, so everybody was social distancing. Everybody was following the guidelines that were sent out for us to follow. And then I got back my results. The results were very good, so I applied for UWE.
Share the results with us.
I can't remember. I got about all 8, though.
Okay.
But I can't remember specifically what my results were.
Okay. Right. So you applied to UWE?
I applied to UWE. So I skipped lower 6 and upper 6. Just went straight from Fifth Farm to UWE. And they got in for accounting and management. And it was very exciting. So
fabulous.
Now UWE has started. I started in January. So it's been about a month doing this. I'm adapting pretty well.
Wonderful. You should be. You're pretty young. How old are you?
I'm turning 17 in February.
Okay, great. And Samara, let's look now at the public's perception of you, because previously with your condition, your both legs being a bit bull, how have you seen people reacting to you now versus back then?
To be honest, it's quite a drastic difference. Back then, when people would see me, everybody would become cautious. When I would be walking, everybody would just walk in circles around me. Nobody would just walk next to me. They would walk in circles around me, trying to be cautious of my feet. Everybody would stare. Everybody would come in, and sometimes the children would be like, "Oh my goodness, you see your legs?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I have blows." So, I mean, I guess it would be a normal reaction if you see some of the deformities. They're a bit caught off guard, but then they try to brush it off. They're like, "No, no, she's okay. But no, the people that would have seen me with blows before, they're completely shocked. Especially if they didn't see me in a long time, they were like, "Wait, since when your legs straight?" Because I'm no longer the bow leg girl. I guess I'm the straight leg girl now. But everybody's caught off guard, and the people that didn't know me before then, they just never know, because there are no signs that you could tell that I have lumps anymore, so they just look at me and assume everything is fine.
Okay. Now, Samara, I really want you to dig in a bit deep and share with us about the level of support that your parents especially have given you all these years, because sometimes we hear horror stories of parents who ill-treat their children with disabilities or illnesses. So tell us about the love and the support and the guidance that you received